Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Snap is today. Today we have a special treat for you. You see, when our friends over at the podcast Love Me, when they share stories, we listen. And yes, they make stories about love, as you may have guessed, but they generally don't bother with the boy meets girl thing. Now their love stories come from a completely different place, like our next piece about a man, a woman, and a spore.
It was raining very hard that day.
I remember her nice, bright yellow coat.
I told you that the rain is one of the things that makes the fungus grow. And you said, "Wow, is it growing right now? Can I see it?"
When I met Linda, I felt something stirring inside myself for the first time in a long while. It turns out there was something stirring inside Linda too.
In Italian, the word fungo means fungus, mold, and mushroom. And my thing is all three.
Linda has a fungus that lives in her knee.
I was in Thailand in 2004. I was hit by the tsunami. My leg was torn apart by a piece of wood. And somewhere, somehow, this bloody fungus that usually lives in the seawater found its way inside my knee bone.
But no doctor could remove it. It was a story she had told a thousand times, the quick version to explain the scars on her legs.
I'm used to hearing the "oh, poor little girl" kind of reaction. But you didn't have it. You were curious.
I wanted to know everything about Linda. The story behind each scar. The tragedy that the tsunami must have been. But I didn't know if she would let me in.
Healing from this, finding a way to keep the fungus quiet, became the most important thing of my life.
The first time we were intimate, I had to be careful not to pull Linda's leg too high, not to push against the fungus, not to squash the scars too hard.
You see this long scar? From my knee to half of my shin? They open me from here to here. The fungus is made by countless spores, and it's impossible to take them all away with surgery. And the knee is a place where it's hard for blood to carry the proper drug that could defeat it.
If Linda doesn't manage the fungus, it grows. And when it grows, it starts eating her knee and tibia tissue.
When I'm really sick, Loretta gets stronger.
Did I mention I named Linda's fungus Loretta?
Remind me, why did you name her Loretta?
I got the name Loretta from Monty Python's Life of Brian, that I saw at least 50 times in my teenage years, while everyone else was out on dates. Some rebels are planning a riot and one of them comes out saying that he wants to be a woman. And then, proud of her new place in the world, she says, "From now on, I want you to call me Loretta. Loretta can be a very cranky roommate. When it's humid outside, Loretta groans and stretches.
It feels like being blown up from the inside.
When Linda eats pizza, Loretta gets bloated from the yeast.
And I don't want my knee to turn into a loaf of bread.
Linda has to keep herself away from cakes, pastry, sweet and everything that contains sugar.
Otherwise the fungus will start to ferment.
No mushrooms because they grow stronger together.
And no white rice or potatoes because they have glucose.
Linda even had to give up her favorite hobby, salsa dancing, because Loretta isn't very athletic.
And no wine.
Siete sicuri, niente vino?
And in Italy, it means that I have to start an argument with the waiter
sicuri, sicuri.
Every time I sit at a restaurant table.
C'è qualche problema? C'è qualcosa che non va? Eh? Mezzo bicchiere in due, bel bianco fresco, sicuri, niente?
Hanging out with Linda, I found out that she and I could never be alone.
Sometimes you thought I was pulling out Loretta just as an excuse because I didn't like you or I didn't want to do things with you. But it was just her. It was raining very hard that day.
The air was full of water.
When random people found me after the tsunami, I was sitting completely naked on a mattress that had been taken away by the wave. I rescued myself by climbing on it, pulling myself out of the water. I was trying to shout help, but a toneless whiffle was coming out from my mouth.
Someone carried her through the wreckage to a hotel.
It was one of the very few buildings left standing after the wave passed through the island.
Her legs were devastated by open wounds. One of her rescuers brought her a muddy bedsheet so she could cover her body.
Somewhere, somehow, this bloody fungus that usually lives in the seawater found its way inside my knee bone.
Loretta.
You see this long scar? From my knee to half.
After I got back to Italy, it took me 5 years to walk again. To become confident in my legs, to accept my scars, and to feel normal again.
They opened me from here to here. My leg became the test for my potential relationships, letting people get closer if I felt they could make my life easier, and pushing them away when I thought they were not brave, patient, or understanding enough to handle what I was going through.
Sometimes I water the plants on Linda's balcony, and I find some little mushroom in the plant's soil. It happened a couple of times that I started talking to them like a jealous father protecting his teenage daughter, saying, "Loretta isn't home, go away, she has to study, she doesn't have time for you, mushroom boys." But sometimes, even Loretta needs a bit of fun.
Oh, what do we have here?
It's our anniversary. And after a lot of research, I found the most suitable cake for Linda to eat. It's an adaptation of the traditional torta tenerina.
Chocolate, eggs, no yeast, just 4 spoons of brown
sugar. Okay. I spent 7 years of my life trying to get rid of my fungus,
even if I knew I had to live with it inside me forever.
But since you gave her a name, when Loretta knocks on my knee or starts to hurt me, I try to find a way to get along with her. Maybe she's not so evil. She's not the one who tore open my leg. She just crawled in there, looking for a home.
Loretta found a home in Linda's knee. And a home is what I've also found. A home with a smart, brave girl living inside. A fancy bright yellow raincoat in the closet. Some plants to water on the balcony. And an oven to bake a cake once in a while. To make life sweeter for both of them. To make life sweeter for all three of us.
Linda,
Loretta, and me.
La torta è pronta. Venite.
Big love to the happy couple and to Loretta the Fungus. Thanks so much to the folks at the Love Me podcast. Subscribe to them with the quickness. Thank them for sharing their story with Snap. That piece was produced by Mira Burt Wintonic, by Crystal Duhane and Jonathan Zinti. You can find out more about the Love Me show and about Jonathan's podcast on our website, snapjudgment.org.